Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Okay, so you might be asking yourself, well, what's up with this basement strategy? What kind of strategy is that? You're just gonna hide in the basement, only surfacing every now and then, to do very controlled, highly edited TV interviews, and really what can only be described as pep rallies? You know, everybody's asking the question, why do they insist on hiding in the midst of campaign season? Well, conventional knowledge would tell you they don't exactly have too much of a track record to run on. Even MSNBC can admit that.
What you see Republicans doing at the RNC and various campaigns is, here's what gas costs, here's what milk costs, here's what an apartment cost on January 20th, 2021, and here's what it costs now. And those numbers are really bad for the Harris campaign.
They obviously don't have much in terms of merit to run on, and so they want to hide and they want to let the media, which is totally in their pocket, do their bidding for them. Of course, that's the obvious, we already know that. But it's actually even worse than that. One of the major reasons why Kamala Harris can't really get on the campaign trail is mainly because every time she does, whether it's her and Joe, they get freaking booed into oblivion and it becomes pretty bad press. Kamala Harris has done two separate events in the last couple of days, and during both of these events, she was protested on stage. You know, the story continues, Democrats can't go anywhere. I guess that's why they stay in the basement. Let's have a conversation about it. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. Alright folks, so it seems like no matter where Kamala goes, she's getting relentlessly heckled. Let's first start off with this clip right over here. I mean, you can sense the frustration in her face. Here's Kamala Harris getting heckled for essentially 2 minutes straight.
Donald Trump intends to take our nation backward. Just look at his Project 2025 agenda. Project 2025. Please do check out Project 2025. Because I'm telling you, it is a plan. It is a plan to weaken America's middle class. Project 2025, if he is elected. I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now. I am speaking now. So Project 2025, look, if he is elected, Donald Trump intends to give tax breaks to billionaires and big corporations. He intends to cut Social Security and Medicare. He intends to surrender our fight against the climate crisis. And he intends to end the Affordable Care Act. You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
They tried drowning the protesters out with a Kamala chant, but ended up giving up pretty fast, and Kamala tried to salvage the situation by doing exactly what she usually does, the typical sassy, bot-like response, "Excuse me, I'm speaking."
You know what? If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that, otherwise I'm speaking.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
But I am speaking now. I am speaking now. I'm speaking right now.
Right now I'm speaking.
Yeah, that's kind of become Kamala Harris's slogan as of late. Donald Trump's got Make America Great Again, and Kamala Harris has, "Listen, America, I'm speaking, okay? Shut up so I can lecture you about your white privilege and why it's important to respect people's pronouns." Oh, so enticing. These people suck so bad their own side doesn't even want them. You know, we talk a lot about Democrat unity, and certainly it's a real thing. I mean, it really is a real thing. Democrats unite like no other, but they do so, frankly, in cult-like fashion. Democrats don't actually like the politicians that represent them. They're just gonna vote blue no matter who. They're just cultists. It's like leftists unite every election season. Then, of course, the moment election season is over, they go into their own camps and continue hating each other. And that's why Democrats these days are struggling to campaign. The reality is, they've formed partnerships with far-left extremists. They've done it for political purposes, you know, the ends kind of justifying the means kind of thing. And so now it's created this weird situation where Democrats can't even exist in their own backyards. They're either getting punked by Trump supporters.
Hey, Trump, you know Dominicans actually hate your guts, right? Because you're a scumbag, you know that, right? You ruined New York. You're a loser. You're a loser, buddy. You're a loser.
Oh, ABC. Oh, hey. You gonna condemn Hamas and the terrorist attacks here or what? You know the three branches of government yet? You are such a loser. You are so stupid. You are the worst. You suck. You are the absolute worst.
or they're getting protested by their own rabid leftoid base. I mean, I really mean it. They can't go anywhere. Throughout the last 4 years, we've chronicled this phenomenon. Joe Biden got booed and heckled in California, of all places. Nancy Pelosi constantly gets heckled in her own city. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can't host a freaking town hall in her own district. Every single time, it devolves into total chaos. Yes! And now Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are stuck on the campaign trail, frankly struggling to campaign. They're getting booed everywhere. This happened just yesterday. Again, getting protested by their own supporters. And it's obvious why now, isn't it? I mean, it's constant backstabbing in this weird leftist coalition. Kamala Harris essentially branded herself a far-left politician, a progressive, for the purposes of attaining all the political glory, the titles, the offices, the connections. And now she's faced with possibly the biggest promotion of her entire career. She's done a complete 180. And so obviously that's why leftoids are protesting her. Because essentially, she's a total fraud. And that, of course, also loops back to the initial point of the video. That's why they're hiding, because they're frauds and they're scared. They claim to not be scared, but they're too scared to freaking campaign because they don't want to get protested. They're too scared to do interviews, to sit down and do a press conference.
Would it kill you guys to have a press conference? Why hasn't she had a press conference?
Listen, the vice president and Governor Walz have been busy crisscrossing this country since the launch of this campaign and adding Governor Walz to the ticket. You saw the ways in which they went to across the battleground states last week, generating rallies of thousands, 10,000 here, 15,000 there.
But Michael, you know, a campaign rally is not a press conference.
It's going to be inclusive.
Do you mind if I cut in? I mean, you know, a campaign rally is not a press conference. Why hasn't she had a press conference? She's the vice president. She can handle the questions. Why not do it?
We absolutely are going to do it. You hear her take questions as she's out on the stump. And she's she said last week, we're going to be having a sit-down interview here before the end of the month. What she's going to be focused on and what this campaign is going to be focused on is communicating directly with the voters that are actually going to decide the pathway to 270 electoral votes. That's why she
and Governor Walz to a press conference this week.
This past week. That's why we're doing a bus tour in Pennsylvania as we head into Chicago. And it's why we'll sit down for an interview before the end of the month to make sure that we can have a deep dive conversation about the vision that Kamala Harris has for where she wants to take this country and the contrast that we're going to have with Donald Trump. We're going to have plenty of opportunities to do that throughout the
Michael,
rest of
but one interview by the end of the month.
This month and throughout the rest of the campaign.
I don't want to, you know, belabor this, but one interview before the end of the month. I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, can you commit to a press conference before the end of the month?
We will commit to directly engage with the voters that are actually going to decide this election. And that is going to be complete with rallies, with sit-down interviews, with press conferences, with all the digital assets that we have at our disposal.
Because they're too scared to answer questions. They're too scared to have their track records put under the microscope to face basic, light, mainstream media-level scrutiny. And they're obviously too scared to debate. That's why they're refusing to do the debates. It's now official. The Harris-Walz campaign has said no to any additional debates pitched by Donald Trump. They claim the debate game ends now. Yeah, apparently presenting their ideas and battling out their ideas in the political arena is just a game now. You know, it's yet again another slap in the face. And of course, it's proof positive that they're complete cowards. They're running freaking scared. You know, it was 2 weeks there where Democrats were on the offensive. They felt aggressive. Well, just like that, how things change in such a short period of time. Already the script's been flipped, and it seems as though they're totally on the defensive at this point. Tim Walz has been a total disaster, and of course, that's pretty much par for the course. Kamala Harris herself knows how to perform that duty quite well. Full-on collapse might lie right over the horizon. Like I always say, let's see where we're going. I'll keep you guys updated. But for now, that's the video. That's what I got for you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.